Chapter 16. The question, "Why do we use language?" seems hardly to require an answer. But, as is often the case with linguistic questions, our everyday familiarity with speech and writing can make it difficult to appreciate the complexity of the skills we have learned. This is particularly so when we try to define the range of functions to which language can be put. To communicate our ideas is the usual answer to the question. And indeed, this must surely be the most widely recognized function of language. Whenever we tell people about ourselves or our circumstances, or ask for information about other people and circumstances, we are using language in order to exchange facts and opinions. It is the kind of language that will be found in any spoken or written interaction where people wish to learn a lot from each other. But it would be wrong to think of it as the only way in which we use language. Language scholars have identified several other functions where the communication of ideas is an unimportant consideration. For example, Mr. X carefully leans his walking stick against a wall, but it falls over. He tries again, and it falls a second time. Mr. X loudly shouts to the walking stick. How should we understand this function of language? It cannot be communication of ideas, for there is no one else in the room. Here we have one of the commonest uses of language, a means of getting rid of our nervous energy when we are under stress. It is the clearest case of what is often called an emotive or expressive function of language. This kind of language can be used whether we are alone or not.